Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Frank O'Neill, who's publisher emeritus, the founder of Floor Focus magazine. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. It's great to be on Floor Daily again.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you on with us. You know, we don't talk as much as I'd like. I think the last time you and I spoke was when there was a change in leadership at Bentley Prince Street. It's good to catch up with you. Why don't you tell our listeners real quick a little bit about your background?
Well, big part of my background was publisher of Floor Focus magazine. You know, I started Floor Focus in 1992, and of course, as you well know, I sold it to you in 2006, and then my wife, Maury, and I started our own design business after that, which was still going strong.
Yeah. Actually, though, if you go back even earlier, I've been to your house. I've seen some pictures. There's an interesting part of your life. I think right after school, you set up bands. You've got pictures of some pretty famous rock stars on your walls.
Yeah, well, for a while, I worked for GQ magazine. They had a boys magazine. I was their West Coast editor, and boys don't read a lot, so that magazine didn't last a long time. But during that time, I met some rock musicians in L.A. I was living in L.A., and I started a group. They got pretty high in the L.A. area, and then I decided I had enough. I came back east and then eventually went to Mexico, South America, and had some adventures before I settled down.
Well, the main reason I want to talk to you is you've published a book. It's called Georgia Bound. I just got a copy of it. Hadn't had a chance to read it yet, but I thought the people in the industry that know you might find it interesting to hear. And I understand, because I have some friends who have read it, that it's really an exciting book. It's an easy read, about 250 pages. You self-published it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the book, if you would?
Well, I started writing it, actually, when I was still publisher of Floor Focus. And then, you know, I wrote a quick draft, decided it was too difficult to write a book and run a business at the same time. I waited until after things settled down and started writing again, and finished it during the summer.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting about you writing this book is the fact that you're still writing, even after you've gotten out of the magazine business, shows that you really did pursue something that you're passionate about. What's that saying? They say that if you find something you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life?
You know, I firmly believe that. I don't think I've ever worked a day in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be a writer. I think, you know, some kids grow up, they want to be a doctor or a fireman or a truck driver. I grew up and I wanted to be John Steinbeck. And I've always wanted to be a novelist. That's always been my dream. So that this is Georgia Bound is the result of that.
Well, let's set up the scenario so people will be encouraged to pick up a copy and read it.
Well, you know, the protagonist is Jack Monahan.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Georgia. He really wants to escape from some very terrible losses in his life. He was award-winning New York reporter. He goes down to North Georgia, and he feels like, you know, it's a quiet place. He's going to escape from the rough and tumble life of being a reporter. His main topic was the mafia, so he was used to pretty dangerous situations, but he needed a rest from the danger. So he goes to North Georgia, and little does he know, but he runs into so much more danger in North Georgia than he could imagine in New York. You know, the book starts off with the murder of a mill exec, and it has Monahan going all over the world looking for the killer or killers of the fella whose name is Jed Norton. And in the meantime, there are other murders in this small Georgia town, which you might possibly recognize some of the scenes in this town. He's tracked by a killer himself. He almost gets killed. He goes to South Carolina. There's a Gullah witch doctor in this book. There's a little bit of magical realism. He's always on the edge of being killed. There are lots of different eccentric, kind of wild characters in the book. I'm not going to say too much about the actual plot line. I'll let you read it yourself. You know, it's a good, like you said, it's a quick read. People tell me that you open the first page and you can't put it down.
Yeah. So it's, you know, as far as the genre, it's a thriller, it's a murder mystery. Well, I guess one question that I wanted to ask you is are there some characters in there that you've modeled after real people that we might recognize?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. The people in the book, they're possibly people you might recognize, but the way I wrote the book was I took a little piece of reality. Compare it to making a stew. You take a carrot here, a potato there, something else here, and you cut it all up, and you put it all together, and you don't particularly recognize the end result. So, yeah, a lot of it comes from my real experiences, but I'm not sure you're going to recognize any particular character. Maybe one or two you'll recognize, but they're all fiction. It's a fiction book.
You know, I flipped through it, and I have noticed you write very well. You describe the setting. I can see why it goes by real fast, because you do a great job of being very descriptive in the book. I look forward to actually sitting down and reading it. Now, those people that want to get a copy of this and read it, where can they find it?
It's available on Amazon, Kindle. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's in independent bookstores. It's on the Barnes & Noble Nook. You know, pretty much any place on the internet or in bookstores.
Okay, so it's called Georgia Bound by Frank O'Neill. Congratulations on completing your first novel. Is there another one on the way?
I'm already about a third of the way through the second one. So,
okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's a little different, but it's my experiences in Nicaragua during the Somoza dictatorship.
Well, Frank, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Frank O'Neill, the founder of Floor Focus magazine, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.